have Earl G. Troy Montana.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear me. This is Dr. Marcus Kuipers on behalf of the Scientific Advisory Board and XFuse. I don't know if Paul's going to be with us this evening. I believe he's on his way to for a business trip to the Far East tomorrow for a few weeks to drum up some more business in the Far East and help them out. And we certainly wish him a safe trip and all the best of luck, because I know he'll be busy for the next few weeks. But we'll hold down the home fort here. Tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about and kind of review another one of the signature products in our XFuse family of products, and that's Mangosteen. Now, it's kind of like what I call one of the big seven in the 7+, and Mangosteen's kind of an interesting extract. It's certainly not unique to 7+. There are multiple other products with it, and for good reason, actually. It is a rather rare fruit in the U.S. It wasn't until just recently that it was actually allowed to import the whole fruit into this country. And so prior to that, it had to come in as a pulp or a juice, or in this case, as an extract. And it is rather fastidious about how you have to grow it. It requires a very specific tropical climate, and it's been really known for years and for centuries, and it has been used as a pharmaceutical in both in traditional and native medicine, as well as for more recently regular allopathic medicine. It's been relatively well studied compared to some of the other fruits and ingredients. It's actually supposed to be one of the best tasting fruit, tropical fruits, compared to with other fruits, and it's very highly prized and praised for its taste and its flesh. It has quite some rather unique properties. Its claim to fame really is rare compounds within mangosteen called xanthones. Now, xanthones are phytonutrients that are found in mangosteen. It's similar to vitamins and flavonoids and other constituents, but it's the xanthone, and also another subclass of chemical compounds are called catechins. And the xanthones are very potent antioxidants. They're more potent than the typical vitamins like C and E. There's over 40 known xanthones within the mangosteen fruit. And again, like other fruits, the vitamin content resides mostly in just under the skin and between kind of the skin and the flesh of the fruit. And there are also polysaccharides within the mangosteen fruit. The natural xanthones are rather unique to mangosteen. They're also found in a few other fruits, and interestingly, the xanthones, or the family that has the xanthones in the mangosteen fruit, are mainly confined to the tropics. Interestingly, another similar fruit with xanthones, which is a member of the same family as the mangosteen that many of you may have heard of, is St. John's wort. And St. John's wort is found in the temperate zones. All the other xanthone-containing fruits seem to be found in the tropics. So the xanthones are known for their anti-inflammatory benefits. As I said, they're very potent antioxidants. They do seem to inhibit the oxidation of cholesterol. or the LDL cholesterol, which is the bad kind of cholesterol, which you want to block its oxidation because it's the kind that damages the arterial lining and causes buildup of plaque. It also is a very active immune system potentiator. It has antibacterial and antiviral properties. It has been studied and reported to have activity against different types of cancer, such as liver and pancreas. It, in its anti-inflammatory benefits and antibacterial and antifungal properties, it has been demonstrated to have some anti-ulcer activity. It was used in traditional or native medicine for its benefit with diarrhea and dysentery, which were often inflammatory and caused by various types of viruses and bacteria. It does also seem to have some anti-allergic properties. This is not uncommon with potentiating the immune system, that it seems to reduce the effects of allergic reactions. It does seem to have some benefit in the nervous system, and it also seems to help reduce the effects of certain types of skin irritation and inflammation. So it's got quite a wide variety of benefits, and it's been studied in comparison with, as I said, with some of the vitamin C and E for their benefits with, against free radicals and the antioxidant potential for them. As I said, there's also a class of compounds in mangosteen called catechins, and catechins are also the same elements as contained in green tea. And green tea is widely reputed for its antioxidant potential, and it's similar to the amounts that are found in mangosteen as well. It's as I said, it's been used for lots of different things in traditional medicine. It's been used everything from as a powdered rind to the dried fruits. It's been made into ointments. And as it's been made into ointments, that is the route to note the benefit in eczema and other skin disorders, most likely from its anti-inflammatory potential. It's been made into a tea or decoction, and that was used as a remedy for chronic diarrhea, as well as lots of infections and inflammations of the GI tract, such as thrush or oral fungal infections. It was even used for urinary disorders. It was used as the roots were even used as a treatment for menstrual disorders. And extracts of the barks have been used for treatment of amoebic dysentery. So it's got a lot of different benefits and uses to it, and it certainly is a very useful fruit, besides the fact that it tastes good, and it's and part of it may be the notoriety or uniqueness of finding it in this country. As I said, it was only within the past couple of years that it's been allowed to bring the fruits in to this country, and so it has kind of a unique appeal just for its rarity as the initial fruits. But it's also been brought in as extracts, and as we know that the extracts of our fruits and the ingredients in 7-Plus are as potent as the original fruit, and certainly a whole lot easier to get and consume. And in fact, you know, you wouldn't be likely to get much mangosteen if it weren't for the use of extracts and being able to get it as a juice. Fortunately, in 7-Plus, we're getting the extracts of it rather than as a juice and cut with all the other things that they frequently will put in juices. So I think there's a growing body of scientific research showing that the xanthones have some significant and unique benefits and biological activity that is really found in few other tropical fruits. So it has no known toxic effects that I've been able to find out about, and the toxicity studies that have been done with animals and in the laboratories have shown, you know, that it's quite safe. And like all of the extracts that we have in 7 Plus, you know, they're made up of literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different chemical compounds, all plant-based. And as a result, they have, you know, a wide variety of effects, and you're getting them in very small, nominal doses. Notably, the you know, the things we just outlined, such as the antioxidant effect, the anti-ulcer activity, the anti-inflammatory effect, and you know, the immune system potentiation. There's actually some interesting an interesting research study that was shown that the xanthones in mangosteen actually are able to directly inhibit the inflammatory enzymes called COX, the COX-1 and COX-2 inflammatory enzymes. Now, COX-1 and COX-2 are several enzymes that are important links in the inflammatory cascade or pathway that leads to inflammation in various systems. And notably, pharmaceutical houses have worked hard and for many years to against finding anti-inflammatory drugs, and in particular what we call the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as Advil and Motrin and Naprosyn and those families, target, among other things, the COX-1 enzymes. And they're pretty good at blocking the COX-1 enzymes, although they do tend to have a lot of side effects. And over time, if you you know, take a lot of Motrin or ibuprofen, then you tend to have a fair number of these side effects, most of which tend to be gastrointestinal, and that's why they have all the warnings for ulcers plastered all over them. And in fact, there was some, and so the goal has been to basically try and block the COX-1 enzymes without causing a great deal of side effects. And there was some drugs out a few years ago, notably Vioxx and Bextra and those drugs, which were supposed to be selective COX-2 inhibitors. They would just block the COX-2 pathway and not affect the other one, and this was supposed to help more the you know, the pain component, or the specifically for arthritic type pain component, without causing the GI side effects. Well, after a few years of using it, it became apparent that they were pretty good at blocking COX-2, but they had a whole other set of side effects, and as a result, they were pulled from the market. So the point of which is, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. But nevertheless, mangosteen and the xanthones in mangosteen seem to be able to block the COX enzymes in a more safe way. Now, whether it's a matter of degree that they're not, you know, blocking every COX enzyme in every cell and causing side effects, or whether it does it in a different way seems to be a matter of ongoing research. It does have significant anti-inflammatory potential, and it does, seems to do it a whole lot more safely with a whole lot fewer side effects, as is true of many phytonutrient or plant-based approaches to treatment of, you know, these conditions. But you can't patent plant compounds. So mangosteens, anthones seem to do it more gently and more safely than many of the drugs and their attendant side effects. So nevertheless, mangosteen's good stuff, and it seems to be a whole lot safer than other approaches. So with that, let me ask any of our callers if you have any particular questions about mangosteen and why it's so great and wonderful. And if you have questions this evening, I'll do my best to answer them. And please hit *7 and ask your question. Any questions this evening?
This is Deborah Hales in Snohomish, and I don't have a question about mangosteen, but I have a question about a friend who has a nephew who has Lou Gehrig's disease and is basically, you know, dying, and I just wondered if there's any possibility that if we got him on the Proformance that it could have a chance of helping him. He's to the point where he's bedridden, and he, you know, he can't eat very much, and anyway, he's doing very poorly. So,
I doubt that, frankly, that X-Fuse or Proformance is going to fix his Lou Gehrig's disease or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is a degenerative nerve disease. With that, nevertheless, it certainly could, you know, help make him a little more comfortable. Certainly some of the anti-inflammatory ingredients within the 7 Plus, everything from the noni to the mangosteen to the fucoidin and so on, would certainly help his, you know, could help some of the inflammation and the, I think the you know, the sea buckthorn, the and some of the other kind of hormone balancing potential and being able to lower the stress effects of the cortisol, which is undoubtedly working overtime given his amyotrophic ALS challenges. So I certainly think it would make him feel a little better, might help him sleep a little better and reduce some of the discomfort and so on. I doubt that it's going to actually help those nerves regenerate that are slowly being destroyed by his disease process, because Lou Gehrig's disease is a real challenge, and unfortunately we just don't have much that works. But, you know, as long as he's with us, he needs good nutrition, and you know, his would be the case that you would kind of start off slowly with it, and you know, he might only take a quarter of an ounce for a few days and gradually work up, but he may well need you know, even more substantial amounts than just the recommended 1 ounce a day if he's going to feel any of the effects or benefits.
Well, how much would you work up to? What would be your goal?
Basically, I'd keep working up until, you know, he noticed some benefit or he felt better or as much as he could tolerate, maybe even 3 or 4 or 5 ounces a day.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Any other questions this evening?
Yes.
Hello?
I have a question. I was wondering if through taking this Pro 7, if a person could go off of their drugs for cholesterol?
Well, the official company position is that you should contact and consult with your physician about any drugs that you're taking. This is not meant to replace any drugs. I like to think of it more as an adjunct to, you know, to helping the system deal with cholesterol. The typical anti-cholesterol drugs, the statins, such as Mevacor and Lipitor and so on, and those drugs, you know, they have their place, and we know that they do help lower cholesterol. And the ingredients within 7-Plus probably work in a different way from the statins and seem to be perhaps a little gentler. They're certainly nowhere near as potent, if you will. You're not going to see a dramatic decrease in your cholesterol numbers on laboratory testing. So my recommendation would be that they probably work together to help that. They may lower it a point or two. But I think where their real benefit is, such as with the pomegranate juice that's also in here and the antioxidants with you know, with mangosteen that we just talked about, where that's going to help is the actual formation of the atherosclerotic plaque and the inflammatory changes that are occurring in the vessel wall that leads to the plaque formation and buildup. We know that statins are approved for lowering cholesterol, but they've never been approved for actually reducing and reversing atherosclerotic plaque. So it helps keep down your cholesterol and balance your triglycerides, but it seems to be some of the plant kingdom ingredients that seem to be a little better at helping reverse the atherosclerotic plaque formation in the vessel wall, which ultimately is what you're really concerned about, is not forming that plaque and hopefully reducing it if it is there. And that's going to take little bits over a long period of time. So I would certainly consult with your doc before stopping any of your medication.
Well, I have just gone on it, and it's a very low dosage. It's just 10 milligrams. But I'm very much against drugs. I like to do more natural if I can.
Well, again, you're starting on a low dose of a statin. The recommendations now are that, you know, most everybody should be on a statin preventatively, whether your cholesterol's high or not. It's sort of assumed that we all have atherosclerosis by the time we get to be adults, and you know, you certainly can't go wrong by being on 7-Plus. And remember that if you're drinking an ounce of 7-Plus a day, that's not a lot of extracts or ingredients that you're getting. You're getting a little bit, and it's going to work over a lengthy period of time, probably years. And so, you know, the statins will work much more quickly. And, you know, again, that's something that you should probably talk about with your doctor as to why he put you on it and what he hopes to accomplish by putting you on it, as opposed to other methods of lowering cholesterol, such as diet, or, you know, even the B vitamins, such as niacin, we know do lower cholesterol a few points. So it kind of, in some degree, depends on kind of where you're starting from as far as what your cholesterol needs are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I have a question. What about people with osteoporosis? And should we take calcium and magnesium and zinc in addition to the I'm taking the Proformance.
You're getting supplemental vitamin D as well as zinc and magnesium in your 7 Plus, whether it's Proformance or the Pro or whichever one of them it is. You're getting those extra vitamins and minerals in a organic, readily absorbed format, so you don't need, in my opinion, you don't need to take a whole lot of extra vitamins, because you're getting small amounts in a readily absorbed format that we know are going to get into the cells where they need to be to do what they need to do. However, 7 Plus, an ounce of 7 Plus or 7 Pro is not a high source of calcium. You know, the recommendation is basically 12 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium. That's a fair amount of calcium, and it takes a couple big pills to get that much calcium into your system. The zinc and the boron and the vitamin D are all important for your body to be able to adequately use the calcium that you give it, and you can't drink enough milk to get 12 or 1,500 milligrams a day of of the calcium. So, again, in consultation with your doctor, you certainly should be taking supplemental calcium over and above your 7 Plus Pro.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
The anti-inflammatory effect of the mangosteen would be extremely good for fibromyalgia, would it not?
Yes. Not just the mangosteen, not just the mangosteen's anti-inflammatory effect, but we have quite a few success stories of people with fibromyalgia who have benefited from 7 Plus, because I think that's one of the real claim to fame of the formulation, is that there are quite a few of the ingredients. Extracts have anti-inflammatory effect. Noni is very potent anti-inflammatory effect, as well as the fucoidin. The mangosteen, as we mentioned, goji even, and also a lot of the because fibromyalgia is much more than just an inflammatory disease. Mm-hmm. There are also a lot of stimulant effects to the hormonal milieu. The sea buckthorn and the astragalus or Eleutherococcus also help balance the hormonal system, which has a lot to do with the inflammatory component, as well as the perception of pain and being able to relax and let some of those muscles knit and unwind. So the answer, I think, to your question or statement was, yes, 7 Plus is very good for inflammatory conditions such as fibromyalgia on a number of fronts.
How about disseminated lupus erythematosus?
We have had some reports of benefits with lupus, not only lupus, but a number of the so-called autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, fibromyalgia, and so on, for the same reasons, is that it does seem to reduce that inflammation. It also can help balance the immune system, of which the immune system is kind of the real culprit in these diseases, in that it's fighting off its own tissues.
Dr. Coppers?
Yes, ma'am.
I was told that once the doctors put you on blood pressure medication, that you can never come off of that. Is that correct?
Well, that's commonly thought to be true. It kind of depends on a number of factors relative to the individual, so it's a very individual type of thing, and it can reflect on, you know, lots of different things, everything from the amount of atherosclerotic plaque you have, the amount of stress you're under, and by stress I'm talking about the physiologic cortisol levels in your body. Your weight can play a big factor in it, and so you know, it's more than just saying that your blood pressure numbers are high. But I think the simple answer is, assuming you don't do anything else, and your body continues in the same fashion that you had been when your blood pressure developed, and there are no other changes that, you know, assuming everything stays the same, that yes, you wouldn't get off your blood pressure medicine because nothing else has changed, and the problem with your blood vessels isn't going to go away unless you do something else about it.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard Dr. Joe and Dr. Jim talking about the hormone balancing aspects of performance, and specifically on testosterone. They had mentioned, I think Dr. Jim mentioned balancing, and then I believe Dr. Joe mentioned something about increasing, but I wanted to get clarification on that. In regard to testosterone, the ginseng extract specifically, the JGS-20,
yeah.
Is it more of a balancing thing regarding the testosterone, or is it an increase?
It's a balancing.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
And it's kind of like in part balancing, and nobody's really entirely sure how it works, but it does seem to help balance the hormones, and you know, favors those pathways that seem to, you know, because most all of the hormones start out with a, you know, the basic raw ingredients that it, and it synthesizes, your body synthesizes the hormones that it needs, and depending on the relative needs of the body, just it drives the those raw materials down a certain pathway to form testosterone, or whether it be cortisol, or whether it be estrogens, or what have you. So it balances the basic materials and the body's need for the given different hormones. So there's no testosterone per se in, you know, in the performance. It's rather the ginseng, as well as, for that matter, the Eleutherococcus and astragalus and C. buckthorn, all of which help balance the body's needs, and as a result, you know, it kind of like sort of tones down the hormones that are there too much, such as cortisol, and allows the body to elevate or raise the hormone or the quantity of hormones that it otherwise might be deficient or lacking in, such as testosterone or progesterone or estrogen, and kind of helps get the body more of what it should have.
Okay. And regarding the estrogen, I have a friend who is an elder lady who her doctor is wanting to put her on something called Myomin, which is supposed to help her estrogen, I guess, convert to estradiol.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wondering, now that she started on performance a couple of weeks ago, is she even going to need this Myomin thing, being that she's already getting some hormone assistance?
That's kind of a unique situation with her and what her body needs for hormones. Certainly, as we get older, our body's ability to kind of create the hormones out of the raw materials goes down. I mean, our hormone levels generally decline as we age, and so even if you kind of balance that out, it will help, but the overall amounts of the hormones, you can still be deficient in those particular hormones. Now, I think if she's on performance or 7+, that's going to help. But whether it will be enough to, give her all the estrogen that she might need, that kind of depends on how long she waits and what her estrogen levels are and why her doctor thinks that she needs more, that she even needs more estrogen.
Okay. I do know she had a full hysterectomy many years ago due to cancer, and then also she has fibrocystic cystic mastitis, I believe she said it's called, in her breast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's related to that, why she's wanting to put her on this.
Well, and for that reason, she may need more estrogen than the next person, and depending on her physiology and needs, she may well need more estrogen than what her body can balance out. Because it may still have a relative deficiency, even when you balance out what her body can make.
Now, people on birth control pills, how is that going to come into play with the fact that, we're trying to naturally balance hormones with performance, but then they're taking something synthetic?
It doesn't negate they're taking the birth control pills. They're basically taking synthetic hormones with the idea of suppressing the levels of hormones necessary for ovulation and balancing out. I mean, they still need good nutrition, but it's not going to balance it out to mitigate or undo the effects of birth control pills, because you're still, even low-dose birth control pills, they're still getting a sizable quantity of hormone to suppress ovulation. You're welcome. Any other questions this evening?
I have a question, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Does performance have any ingredients in it that will cause or stimulate our body to produce its own use hormone, its effect on this?
Hey, Gloria?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question. If performance has enough in it to stimulate what?
Our body to produce its own use hormone, DHEA?
Not directly. It will help the body in balancing the hormones. Your body will tend to balance out and produce a little bit more of the hormones that it needs. I mean, that's kind of the definition of the balancing of the hormones. It allows the body to produce and kind of direct the synthesis of the hormones that it perceives that it needs. Now, whether that be DHEA, in some tiny degree, even growth hormone or some of the other pituitary axis hormones, you may see some improvement in that. DHEA is kind of a precursor, a messenger type hormone, and it may well work through that axis of producing that, so that it would likely be hard to measure unless it was done over a considerable period of time. But I think there is a certain part of that balancing of testosterone, estrogen, cortisol, and many of the other hormones, I think DHEA would be included in that.
Is there anything similar to wild yam in this product?
I'm sorry, is there anything similar to what?
Wild yam? Yes.
No. Wild yam is a different ingredient or Dioscorea, and To my knowledge, there's nothing like Dioscorea or the wild yam extracts in 7 Plus.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anybody else with questions this evening? Good questions tonight. Hit star 7 if you have a question this evening.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
A person with a very severe diabetic condition to the point of having a cellulitis type of a state in diabetes, with this particular
I missed that. I heard they've got a diabetes.
Diabetes with a cellulitis.
With a cellulitis, okay.
Right. Right. Would the performance be beneficial?
Well, diabetes and cellulitis is, in some ways, is a tough nut to treat. The problem with cellulitis and diabetes is that diabetes impairs the microcirculation. So part of the reason why we worry so much about infections in diabetics is because they're very hard to heal because they have an impaired blood supply. So it's tough to get adequate blood supply to the area. As a result, it's tough to get antibiotics. It's tough to get nutrients. It's tough to remove waste products because diabetes impairs the microcirculation, which is responsible for delivering all that. And by and large, there's no way to reverse that once the damage is done and that microcirculation has deteriorated. But nevertheless, something like 7 Plus is going to help, because we know that 7 Plus does have, in many people, has a beneficial effect on balancing their blood sugar. Helping lower their blood sugar, and it also can help reduce the inflammation, and it has some mild antibacterial effects. I think, as we just have talked about at some length, about balancing the hormonal milieu, and certainly in diabetes, the hormonal milieu is greatly stressed. Anytime you have an infection, your cortisol axis is working overtime, and so anything that we can do to reduce some of that cortisol stress and reduce any of the inflammation that's going on as a result of the infection, it still may be. Difficult for it to fix because of the impaired circulation, but I think every little bit helps, and taking extra 7 Plus or 7 Plus Pro is certainly going to be to a diabetic's advantage.
Thank you very much once again.
You're welcome. Any other questions this evening?
I got a question on, does any of this 7 Plus seem to cause diarrhea when you start taking it? Is 1 ounce too much to take if it causes diarrhea in your system?
Again, the answer to that is it depends. There are people, not many, but a few people have reported getting some diarrhea or loose bowels when they first start taking 7 Plus. And I can't figure out or hypothesize why that may be. My best guess is it may be somewhat of a detoxification reaction. And most of the time, it's able to subside after a while. But if an ounce is too much, you may have to start lower, like maybe just with a quarter of an ounce or a half an ounce, and gradually work up over the period of a couple weeks. Also, even if you take an ounce or even half an ounce, put it in a glass of water so that it's much more dilute. And consequently better absorbed is another thing you can try with that. But, yes, it's not unheard of that it could cause some diarrhea initially.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions this evening? Hit star 7 if you have any other questions.
Doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I have a question.
Yes, sir.
My wife is pregnant. She's 36 weeks, and I just got started on the 7 Pro Performance with the Panax ginseng in there. Do you think that is of any issue for her to be taking that as she's not to be taking any caffeine?
No, I don't think. My personal opinion is that I don't think it's a problem. I mean, you're really only talking about, you know, an ounce a day. And every obstetrician that I know of recommends prenatal vitamins, and this is an excellent source of vitamins and minerals, very well absorbed. Again, she should certainly discuss it with her obstetrician about, you know, taking anything in pregnancy, you know, should be discussed and reviewed with your doctor or obstetrician. My personal opinion, and I'm certainly not an OB, but I don't think that there's really enough of this to materially affect the pregnancy. But, you know, I mean, the obstetrician will probably err on the side of caution and say, well, you know, wait a month until after you've had the baby, and then you can take it with that. But, you know, I think
right. At that point, it would not be an issue during nursing.
Certainly not. No, there's nothing in there that would affect or make any difference with nursing or any reason why she couldn't take the performance.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Any other questions this evening?
Yes, Dr. I have one question for you if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, this is Mike Brannigan. I'm from Sammamish, Washington, and I was kind of wondering on X-Fuse, and I'm kind of going back a ways to, you know, at the base cellular level that, you know, the body generates what they call the ATP.
Right.
I think is the terminology for it. And that's what, you know, from my understanding and what I remember, that's what generates the energy within the body.
ATP or adenosine triphosphate is kind of a basic chemical messenger, which is responsible for generating or as a step in the formation of chemical energy, which drives the cellular metabolic reaction. So, yes, you're quite right. ATP is involved in the generation of chemical energy.
Okay. How does X-Fuse play any part in that, especially like the Pro-Formance product?
I can't specifically answer that question. It really hasn't been studied. I'm not familiar with any of the ingredients specifically that have been studied for ATP or energy generation. You know, basically, if you think about it, we derive our basic energy within the cells from substrates that the body can convert to energy. And that primary fuel in our bodies, by and large, is glucose. Glucose is the fuel for our cells. Now, it also requires a whole host of other chemical compounds to help with the enzymes to, you know, provide the correct chemical mix so that the energy cycle and all the steps within it can proceed forward. And, you know, if you give your body enough glucose, you have to have all the other things that will allow it to convert that glucose into energy. And I think of 7 Plus as providing all the other ingredients or chemical messengers and extra chemical compounds, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, which kind of set the stage and allow those reactions to proceed most efficiently, so it can convert the glucose directly through the steps in ultimately into ATP and whatever it needs. So they kind of work hand in hand, but that has not been studied or proven. But you know, it's part of why we believe that good nutrition is essential for healthy and optimal functioning.
I got you. I appreciate the explanation. Thank you.
You bet.
Dr. Coppers.
Yes, ma'am.
What are the effects of this product with people who have lupus?
Well, I think lupus is basically an autoimmune disease, and it would have some benefit, one, from its anti-inflammatory ingredients, such as the mangosteen we talked about, such as the noni, the fucoidin, the and a lot of the other ingredients which are beneficial and have anti-inflammatory effects. It would also help, I think, because part of inflammation is tied up certainly with the immune system, and we know that there are some immune balancing as well as hormonal balancing benefits to it. So on those three angles, the anti-inflammatory, the immune balancing and the hormonal potentiation, I think it would have some considerable benefit for for lupus. And we have had some reports that it does help balance these autoimmune diseases, such as lupus or MS or rheumatoid with that.
That is great. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I got time for one more question tonight. Anybody else with a question? Well, if not,
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
What about for women who are trying to get pregnant? And I know you were saying the ginseng is not enough so that it'll really affect it, but any thoughts on that?
Well, that's kind of a whole area or arena in trying to get pregnant. I think in one sense it would have some benefit in that good balanced nutrition is certainly important in that effort. Balancing the hormonal milieu for, as we had discussed, all about the benefit and how it doesn't really provide any specific hormone involved, and a lot of the treatment for conception and fertilization revolves around giving different hormones. But you know, this is a way of balancing and allowing the body's mix of hormones to let the body adjust itself. And so I think, with things like the mangosteen and the Eleutherococcus and the ginseng and so on, it would have some use in hopefully accomplishing that and allowing the balance as well as the as well as helping the immune system, because certainly the immune system is very much involved in that process. Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Any other questions this evening?
What about asthma?
Hi.
What about asthma?
Yes.
Well, asthma Asthma is thought to be primarily an inflammatory disease, and certainly the reaction of the airways is an inflammatory reaction that causes the wheezing in asthma. We know that it also is very much involved with the immune system, and so you know, you're attacking that problem on the same fronts with 7 Plus and being able to balance the immune system as well as reduce the inflammation of that. Noni is an anti-inflammatory, as was used for asthma type problems successfully for centuries, similar with the aloe vera in it, is also particularly good for respiratory ailments. And you know, the other anti-inflammatory components, even the mangosteen and the fucoidin, with being able to balance that inflammatory and immune system reactions, I think would be particularly good for it. And again, we've had some considerable success stories on that score, that people who've had asthma have noticed a distinct improvement once they've started taking the 7 Plus.
Thank you.
Dr. Piper?
Yes.
Dr. Piper, I'm one of those people in my whole family that I'm so allergic to cats. I can't be around them. Now I can play with cats, so my asthma has absolutely been phenomenal. It took eight months before I realized it, but it is.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, I had a great cat allergy myself, and you know, and I think being able to tone that down with 7 Plus is highly significant.
Wow.
The same effect on my fever, my allergic to pollen reaction, the Kraft pollen. Unbelievable. Great product.
Great.
Glad
very good.
That up.
Well, with that, I think that's about all the time we have this evening, and I appreciate all your attention and the excellent questions this evening. Please join me next week, same time, for another discussion on our wonderful X-Fuse family of products. And with that, I bid you all good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Good information.
Yeah.